With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. After this weekend's failed attack on Israel by Iranian missiles and drones, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration is not involved in Israel's deliberations over any response to the Iranian strikes.
This is an Israeli decision to make, whether and how they'll respond to what Iran did on Saturday, and we're going to leave it squarely with them.
A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says Israel must respond to Iran militarily, but Dr. Michael Oren also says he believes the Jewish state needs to mount an international diplomatic effort
to galvanize a front against Iran, to expose the fact that Iran is the source of instability, violence, war in the Middle East. The veil has been lifted.
Oren was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming President Biden's approach to Iran, saying Iran has been emboldened under the Biden administration. He called for meaningful costs to be imposed on Iran in retaliation for that attack. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court is letting an Idaho transgender law take effect for now.
The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on transgender treatments to minors while lawsuits over the law proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order Monday allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or sex change surgery to people under age 18. Keith Peters reporting.
The FBI is opening a criminal investigation into last month's Baltimore bridge collapse. The investigation's focused on whether the crew left port knowing the ship had problems. Six people who were on the bridge at the time it was hit were killed. A fourth body was recovered over the weekend. This is SRN News. A Belgian leader promotes euthanasia.
The country already allows terminally ill people to commit suicide with a doctor's help. But the president of Belgium's largest health insurance company says that's not enough. Faced with an aging population, Luc van Gorp suggests that elderly people who are in good health could opt to kill themselves for the good of the state, and presumably to save his firm some money. Pro-life advocates have warned that legalized suicide always leads in this direction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in Iowa asked the state Supreme Court to clear the way for a new pro-life law to go into effect. The measure, which bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, was in effect for a few days last July before a district court put it on hold. The state Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision by the end of its term in June, but that may not be the final word. The justices could decide to end the temporary pause without ruling on the law's constitutionality. This is SRN News. It's been a day of losses on Wall Street.
Stocks slumped Monday after higher yields in the bond market cranked up pressure on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 1.2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.8%. Stocks had been up earlier in the day, rising as oil prices fell, but Treasury yields also climbed higher. The latest report on the U.S. economy showed that consumer spending remains strong. Financial markets are in an awkward phase where such strength raises traders' hopes for growing profits at companies, but also hurts expectations for easier interest rates. High rates put downward pressure on stock prices. Damian Troisi, New York.
Pro-Hamas protests took place on interstates, roads, and bridges in cities across the U.S. Monday. In New York, anti-America, anti-Israel protesters took over New York's Brooklyn Bridge and clashed with police. More details at SRNnews.com.